Well, it's almost finished. The next thing that happened was, of course, the test. After we'd made the calculations, we had to make the test. I was actually at home on a short vacation at that time, because my wife died. And so I got a message that said the baby was expected on such and such a day. So I flew back, and I just arrived on the site while the buses were leaving. I couldn't even get to my room. And I got out to the site, and we waited out there at the distance. We were 20 miles away. And we had a radio, and they were supposed to tell us when the thing was going to go off and so forth. And the radio wouldn't work, and we never knew what was happening. But just a few minutes before it was supposed to go off, the radio started to work, and they told us there was 20 seconds or something to go. The people that were far away, like we were, the others were closer, 6 miles away. And they gave out dark glasses that you could watch us. Dark glasses. We're 20 miles away from the damn thing. We think it's dark glasses. I said, they're going to see a damn thing through dark glasses. And so what I figured, the only thing that will really hurt your eye, bright light never can hurt your eye. It's ultraviolet light that does. So I got behind a truck windshield so that the ultraviolet can't go through glass, so that would be safe. And so I could see the damn thing. Other people were never going to see the damn thing. Okay, time comes. And this tremendous flash out there, so bright, my head goes like this because it was so bright. And I see this purple splotch on the floor of the truck. And I says, that ain't it. That's an afterimage. So I turn back up and I see this white light changing into yellow and into orange. The clouds form and then they disappear again. The compression and the expansion forms and makes clouds disappear. And I saw, and then finally, a big ball of orange, it became a center that was so bright, became a ball of orange. It started to rise and billow a little bit and get a little bit black around the edges. And then you see it's a big ball of smoke with flashes on the inside of the fire going out, the heat. And I saw all that. And all this that I've just described in just a moment took about 1 minute. It was a series from bright to dark. And I had seen it. I'm about the only guy in the world who actually looked at the damn thing, the first Trinity test. Everybody else had dark glasses. The people at 6 miles couldn't see it because they were all told to lie on the floor with their eyes like this. So nobody saw it. And the guys up where I was all had dark glasses. I'm the only guy I saw with the human eye. Finally, after about a minute and a half, suddenly there's a tremendous noise. Bang! And then rumbles like thunder. And that's what convinced me. Nobody had said a word during this whole minute. We're all just watching quietly. But this sound released everybody. It released me particularly because the solidity of the sound at that distance meant that it really worked. The man who was standing next to me said, when the sound went off, what's that? I said, that was the bomb. The man was William Lawrence, who had come. He was going to write an article, going to describe the whole situation. I had been the one who was supposed to have taken him around. It was found that it was too technical for him, and so later Mr. Smythe came around, and I showed Mr. Smythe around.